Listening, Unit 10, page 68b.
You'll hear people talking in five different situations. For questions 1 to 5, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a man talking to a travel agent.
So, where do you think you'd like to go?
Well, I'd really like to go somewhere warm and sunny. The weather here is so awful in winter.
At this time of year, you'll have to go south. We've got some excellent offers on cruises at the moment.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to spend hours on a ship.
OK, well, we've got some great beach resorts in Europe.
Oh, beaches? No, there's nothing to do on a beach. It's boring.
Ah, OK. Well, sightseeing could be a possibility. This coach tour of ancient sites in Italy is popular. Destinations include Rome and Pompeii. Shall I show you the itinerary?
Yes, please.
As you can see, the tour offers opportunities for going to see.
2. You hear a lady talking about a tourist centre.
This stone walkway on the coast of Northern Ireland is one of the country's most important tourist centres, the Giant's Causeway. Many visitors come each year to get off the beaten track and see Northern Ireland's first World Heritage Site. It's a special site of science and legends. For some people, these 40,000 pieces of basalt are a natural formation. For other people, the Giant's Causeway is the home of a giant named Finn McCool.
3. You hear a young man talking to his friend about an adventure.
I finally found somewhere I can use the internet.
Great. Everything going okay?
Yes. The last few days have been absolutely fantastic. I decided to go off on my own and visit some of the active volcanoes I'd read about before going on to the glaciers. So I booked a place on a tour with a local sightseeing company. With great excitement, we all met with our big rucksacks and started hiking along this beautiful landscape. We hiked for about an hour. It was so quiet and peaceful. And then suddenly...
Oh, wow. What happened?
Well...
What?
Well, suddenly we reached our first destination, the hot spring, and there were just hundreds of people everywhere. They were all swimming, laughing and joking. It was so lively compared to our peaceful hike up.
4. You hear a man talking about a journey.
Our journey was just a nightmare from start to finish. We had decided to catch the train because it's just less stressful than driving. So we were just waiting with our bags when we heard the announcement. Due to heavy snow, the train's departure has been delayed. When the time finally came to set off, my sister started searching and searching her bag. I asked what she was doing, and she looked at me really strangely and said she couldn't find her ticket to board the train. We'd been sat waiting for so long, she'd forgotten what she'd done with it. We couldn't leave.
5. You hear a young woman talking about a trip.
We must check in 2 hours before our flight, which is at 9 a.m. That means we should set off at 5 to avoid the traffic. Then we'll have enough time at the airport to get the local currency too. I can't wait to get away from work for a while because the daily journey is just exhausting. I have to leave at 6:30 every morning. I can't wait to arrive. We'll have to put up our tent straight away, and then I think the best way to get around the area will be on bikes, so we'll need to rent some.